Well, thanks, Bob. And 9 years in the books for Mathias Kiwanuka, and I got to tell you something. It doesn't seem like it's that long. How does it seem for you?
Well, it's not 9 yet. You know, we got to get through this year before we can count it. But it feels like it was just yesterday. I mean, everything is it's been a whirlwind. It's been a great time. But I'm excited about being here for the 9th time.
Okay, what is the biggest difference in you as a player now, given your experience in the league and how you will fit into this defense this year?
I think as you age, as you mature, you just understand things a little bit better. So being able to play in one system for a couple of years gives you a little bit of better understanding on what the coaches are asking of you. So I feel like there's less thinking and be able to just go out there and play free.
So many times in the past, you've told me as a defensive end, you want to get those sacks. Oh, yeah. Now, you had a career high 8 a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Many times in the last couple of years, you were that close.
Yeah.
How do you close that gap? What are some of the things you can do to work on to get more sacks?
I mean, a lot of things I've already done in terms of like being in the offseason, just working out, trying to get your hips turned and make sure you're facing the quarterback downhill once you beat that guy. But a lot of it has to do with just going out there, understanding what the down and distance is, knowing when you can make that move or when you can take a chance and take a risk. And, being out on the line full time, I mean, that makes a difference. You know what I mean? When you're not jumping back into coverage half the time or running down covering a punt, it makes you gives you a little more energy for that third and down.
One of the things about this Giants D-line is its versatility. And we know that you slide down. Justin Tuck used to slide down. JPP has slid down before, too, as well. How much more do we expect to see of that this season?
I don't think that's going to change. I think maybe the components have changed, but the philosophy is still the same. You put your best pass rushers on the field in a pass rush situation and let them communicate to each other and just go get it. So we'll see how we end up lining up, but it'll still be the same philosophy.
They talk about how a pass rush's best friend is a good secondary that holds guys up. And you may have the most physical secondary in the Giants that I've seen in years. How much do you think that will make in terms of a difference?
I think just from watching them out there in practice, it'll be huge. I mean, we'll rely on them all the time, 100%, to do their job. We know that they'll be in a position. You see new guys, DRC, Wall, the guys who are returning. They're just an impact player at every single position, so we're excited about it.
I got to talk to you about some guys going into Canton on Saturday.
Yeah.
92, Michael Strahan. The impression that he left on you, the impact he made on you as a man and as a player.
The biggest impression is just the way that he carried himself, the way that he conducted his business on and off the field. He was a pro's pro in the locker room. I mean, every time he stepped out there on the field, he was full speed in everything that he did. He sprinted to the ball. He did all the little things, all the drills at full speed as though it was like his second year in the league. And he had that kind of enthusiasm that made everybody pay attention and say, okay, if this guy is still doing it at his age, there's no reason why I couldn't do it. He's a role model.
And those kinds of guys, that connection to Giants history, always very important to everybody in this locker room.
Absolutely.
Mathias Kiwanuka, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, Bob, back to you.